Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Mike's here. Bo's here. I am here, Allie Mack, and so is Dylan behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we've got a Which One Wednesday coming up for Mike'd Up in a moment. But the countdown is on for the morning shift to take a show trip out to Echo Park Speedway, hanging out at the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, which, by the way,
dang,
there's been no tech that you guys are messing with here today, no walkie-talkies, no headset shopping. So I'm assuming that all that has been packed up and you guys are pretty much ready to head to the infield.
Yeah. Well, my walkie-talkies are charging. I'm sure Bo's are doing the same thing. But yeah, I've got the...
Honor charged.
Yours are already charged. There you go, man. He's ahead of the game. I've started some simple preparations where I use my garage as a staging area.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where I'm just, hey, I'm going to give the generator a crank just to make sure it's good to go. Start setting out the chairs. I got to bring the grill around from the backyard. But, yeah, I mean, eventually I'll get the old ratchet straps ready to throw everything in the back of the truck, man. But it's I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I went to Sam's yesterday, bought beer, bought a bin to put my stuff in. I've already started it. I've got the bin almost packed. I just want to get ahead of the game. Tomorrow, when we went in February, it was so cold.
Oh, my God.
I packed like a college kid going to college for the fight, like moving into a dorm. Like, I didn't use box. I didn't use a bin. I didn't use a box. I was just like, shoes, throw them in the. I mean, my truck was just like literally. I couldn't have fit another person in my front seat or the back seat of my truck. And no one could fit in there. So, and it took me forever to unload it. This time I was at Sam's yesterday and I walked by and I saw the bins, like the 27 gallons for $8. I was like, nope, getting one.
Yeah.
I'm so getting one of these because it just makes life easier. Actually, today I'm going to throw the Yeti in the back of the truck on the way to get pork chop. And I'm going to snack some ice.
There you go.
And get the... I don't know if you know this, Allie, but a Yeti cooler is one of those. You put ice in it. What you want to do is you want to basically, you want water to be in the cooler.
Okay.
Because it keeps it colder. And we all know that ice water is actually colder than just something being in ice. And so the beer gets extra cold.
More points of contact.
Ooh.
Gets extra cold in ice water. So they tell you to start with a Yeti. And I know this is kind of silly, but if you start it a day or two early before you actually want to use it, your drinks will be three times as cold. And it's going to be it's actually going to cool down a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
But it's going to be hot the first day we get down there and then a little bit for Friday that you want the cold beers to be cold.
I'll be real. I've never heard of anybody seasoning their cooler before a trip, but it makes a lot of sense the way he just spelled it out.
It does.
And luckily, if we do hit some heat, we had the people at Campers NRV to thanks. And obviously the people at Echo Park Speedway because – they're hooking up the rigs for us to make sure we're in good housing down there. So
they're already there.
Yeah.
They're there. We got a generator.
What?
Yeah, they're
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm going tonight.
I was going to say, who's going to run and claim their RV first?
I'm going tonight.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I get the newest and the best. That's the way it goes.
Because he's the captain of the show.
That's right. Yeah. I'm the man. I'm management. I'm the captain.
It speaks a lot to our personalities that I'm like, I don't care.
Doing the organizing. No, I'm like, no, You know why? Because the first few, tell her how I slept the first trip I ever.
He was a late addition. Well, no.
The Talladega.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He slept on the dinette mattress with it. You know, you lower the table down and then you have to sleep between the two bench seats.
Yeah.
Even I'm too long for that thing.
Yeah, man.
And then 7:45, you can write it down.
The following.
Also, ayo.
Yeah.
That's why I told her to write it down. But I slept on the dinette table and that was painful. And then Daytona.
Yeah, he slept on an air mattress. In literally right in front of the air conditioning vent.
In sub temperature.
A great air conditioner too. with this man looked like he was climbing Mount Everest in the living room that day.
And not to mention our boy Madden might need a sleep apnea machine or whatever they call it. Because snoring, next level. Yeah, next level snoring.
It is. And before Allie takes away, let me remind you guys that today's Mic'd Up, the Which One Wednesday edition, is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Allie, what do you got?
Well, it is Which One Wednesday. Very simple here. Which one? You just have to pick one.
One or the other.
One or the other.
Two options.
So which is more likely to happen? You'll catch a home run ball at Truist or... you'll remember what your wife wants for her birthday unassisted.
I know why you said unassisted, and I didn't realize this was a loaded question yesterday. She goes, hey, do you know what your wife wants for her birthday? No, because she just makes a shared note and just posts links constantly from Amazon and stuff, and I just check them off the list as we go. So more likely to catch a home run ball unassisted. She's the kind of person that buys whatever she needs, and by the time I get to her birthday, I just have to find something random.
Bo?
I thought it was supposed to be short answers. My wife's birthday, because I literally will text her right by a week or two before and say, what do you want? She'll send me three or four items to get, and I don't forget. I've never caught a home run ball in all the baseball games I've been to or a foul ball or anything, and it doesn't seem like it's in the cards for me. I'm not Didier Fuentes' dad or cousin and uncle where they all got a foul ball before like he even threw a pitch.
Yeah, how crazy was that?
That was nuts. I will say though, you remember my story from being at the Braves game with my kids? That ball that somebody hit off the center field wall was like 5 feet away from me. So yeah, I'm not that far off.
Okay. Well, which moment would you rather have? I have a feeling I know where Mike's going to go with this. So we're going to start with Bo. Which moment would you rather have? Hitting a walk-off at Truist Park in October or leading a playoff game winning drive at Mercedes-Benz?
Oh, it's Mercedes-Benz for me. First off, there hasn't been a playoff win there. It hasn't been a playoff game in that building that the Falcons have played in. But, you know, probably 20 years ago, I'd answer differently because I just – the magic of Braves season growing up as a kid, that was a team that won. But, you know, there would be nothing like bringing – the Falcons organization is starved for playoff wins right now and really over the history of it. So leading a playoff-winning drive and knowing what I know about the game and how clutch you have to be, absolutely.
Well, I'm curious, before I answer this, where you thought I was going.
You're like, Mercedes-Benz.
No. See, I played football, but I grew up on baseball. And I grew up on October baseball. And I grew up on watching, obviously, these Atlanta Braves all the way back when they were at Fulton County Stadium doing special things, especially in October. And I think that kind of situation, that surrounding, there is just nothing – like when a guy, like just say a left-handed hitter, hits a tater in the ninth inning and then just immediately raises his arms and the entire crowd goes nuts. There's nothing like October baseball. And obviously, a game-winning drive for the Falcons would be awesome. I'm not trying to discount that, but for me, give me that walk-off home run in October,
mean,
baby.
The energy at either situation would just be unbelievable.
Yes.
All right, so Noah Syndergaard just signed with the White Sox, which will be weird to see him in a Sox uniform instead of the Mets. So, which Atlanta legend will never feel right repping a different city? Dominique Wilkins in a Clippers uniform or Dale Murphy in a Phillies uniform?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dang, that's a tough one.
I live through both as an Atlanta sports fan. But the Dominique one, I was a little bit older and it struck and it hurt more. The problem was I didn't have to see it as much because it was a West Coast thing and I didn't stay up late enough to watch them. I watched a video, I think it was in the TBS account, the Braves TBS, you know that account?
Yeah.
And they had it where Tom Glavine had to throw at Dale Murphy. And Glavine's a Brave and Murph is a Philly. And he didn't hit him, but he threw inside four times. He threw inside enough where Dell knew it was coming. And I remember watching it, and it looked way – I think back, and it looked so weird, and it looked so uncomfortable. And the guy that has met Dell Murphy, got to know him a little bit. He's an amazing human being. The Murphy mm-hmm. – the Murph one for me is always weirder, even though I was way more angry about Dominique being traded.
I would say that the Dominique thing kind of stands out to me because I think Atlanta fans were more hurt over that situation than they were with anything that happened with Dell Murphy. So I would say the Dominique Wilkins for me.
Okay, we're going to do round two of this. Which one is more weird? Matt Ryan in a Colts uniform or Freddie Freeman in a Dodgers uniform? Mike, you start this one.
Well, for me, it'll always be Matt Ryan. Yeah. Matt Ryan was the only quarterback I ever attempted to protect in the NFL, and he is an Atlanta Falcon for life. And the fact that he did not end his career here, it just stinks. And I've grown to understand the situation. I've grown to understand everything that comes along with being the face of a franchise and everything else, but Freddie spending 12 years here had a lot of success and was able to get over the hump and win the World Series. Mm-hmm. Matt did not enjoy that level of success, and that 2016 Super Bowl still sticks in everybody's crawl in terms of how that ended.
It's Matt. I knew Freddie was leaving. We all knew Freddie was leaving a year before it happened, maybe even two. The Ryan thing happened so quickly, and I thought it was just so wrong for him. But I covered Matt. I know I covered Freddie, but no, I actually traveled with Matt. Like I would see him on planes, in hotels. I saw him after every game for the interview that Arch does with him. So seeing Matt play that one season for the Colts while we had Marcus Mariota, yeah, that was awful to experience for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so which will happen first? Aaron Rodgers will actually retire, or Dylan will get his car fixed?
Oh. Aaron Rodgers will actually retire. Like, we're going, like, how long has that bumper been taped to your car,
it's
dude?
It's a year this fall.
Yeah, it'll be a year in November. It'll be a year in November.
A year in November, and Aaron Rodgers, maybe he could possibly officially retire in, what, January?
Yeah.
So I'm saying that Aaron Rodgers would be retired by the time you get that bumper hooked back up.
Again.
There's just no way.
It's being worked on. It's
No, it's not.
I mean.
No, it's not. But it's not, though.
In a way, it is, though. I can't necessarily reveal.
Are you actively saving or no, are you, I think, are you I was trying
say
to get a hookup?
It's option C. I think he's going to buy a new car.
No. There's a potential hookup.
Oh.
Wow. You got an endorsement coming for this?
Wow.
No, but just a potential hookup. So stay
tuned.
We
want to see you in a brand new Kia.
Now, Dylan.
You can hear Dylan on the hometown.
Hold on. You know,
I would definitely do that.
You know that if someone gets you like a hood and a bumper and it's not the same paint, it don't count as fixed, right? Like if somebody gives you like
it's not going to a you pull it.
Count as fixed for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say. At least
no,
it's not dragging
I wouldn't
the ground.
Care. No, it does not count.
How does it not count?
Because fixed is put back like it was.
I respect that, but it'll be good enough for me.
I agree with that.
We got time for one more. After last night's win, Frank the Tank, notable Mets fan, lost his mind again.
Moron! Moron! You are a moron! Look at him! This guy has no clue! He doesn't want to win! He does not want to win! He had this game in his hand!
All right.
Jesus.
That's your context.
Yeah.
Who is going to hit the higher decibel? Frank, if the Braves keep beating the Mets, or Mike? If Bo wins the in-season challenge at the Quaker State 400 and takes home $1 million after being at the driver's meeting.
Me. That 100%. I'd be ocean salty at that point. I mean, it wouldn't even be freaking close. I'd be, oh my gosh.
Are we getting a piece of that if you win? You gonna split that three ways?
Crowdsource that perfect bracket?
Three ways?
Four ways?
Four ways.
Three or four ways. I mean, if you include yourself, it's four ways.
Nah,
I mean, I
Dylan.
Don't know.
Producers stick together, man.
How about you
always
take
producer
half.
At heart? Hey. I'll hook you up.
Hey, I appreciate that.
They got to make their own bread.
Hey, I'm with that. I'm cool with that. Sorry, Allie and Bo. Sorry.
Unbelievable. Shame on both of y'all. Shame on both of y'all. What if we did just a four-way agreement that if any of us win, everybody gets $250,000?
Oh, that's we got taxes, so you're not going to get $250,000.
I mean, it's nice to say that, but as soon as you win it and then you have that check,
you just disappear like Homer Simpson into the bushes. You're like, I'll see y'all later, man.
It's Frank because Mike, when he gets mad, because he would be mad. He wouldn't. He would be mad,
be
and
salty.
So he gets his voice oddly gets like deeper and raspier.
Hey,
because I heard him get mad when he wrecked himself last night. So.
Oh.
That's actually one of the one times I did wreck that I wasn't that mad. I was like, man, I deserve to be way worse off than that.
Man, are you guys watching Frank the Tank after all these wins? Because it's just,
it's
appointment
watching. As far away from that as I can. As far away as I can.
I don't watch it as closely as I used to. It used to be a lot more fun for me. I gotta give Frank the Tank a shout out. I don't know him, never talked to him. But dude has lost like 200 and something pounds. Yeah. And now he's still got a couple hundred to go, I think. But I really commend him. He has worked hard to lose that weight, and that's pretty cool.
He has. Well, good job to you both. Coming up, 92.9 The Game's Hawks insider and reporter Caleb Johnson.
He's in the building, everybody.
I see him. He's going to join us to talk Porzingis and all things NBA draft. That is next on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.